We spoke to Dino earlier in the show. He is the general store owner at Reedsdale. Now, he said during the crisis in that area around Kyneton on Wednesday night, the Fire Ready app was not accurate. We're now speaking to Craig Lapsley, who is the Emergency Management Commissioner. Craig, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Nick.
Have you had reports about the inaccuracy of Fire Ready during that time?
What I have done, I've had a quick look at what Dino was describing, and not having the chance to talk to Dino, I'll give you my explanation to this point,
sure.
But I might have to get a little bit more detail. There has been a number of 000 calls going to fires reported in the Reedsdale area, so people have actually seen either smoke or thought they were seeing smoke, dust or whatever, so they've reported calls. Those calls have been processed and the brigades have been responded. And they've been issued on the Fire Ready app as an incident notification, which is what happens. So it goes out to say an incident. I think, if I'm reading it right, where people have reported them, probably off a mobile phone, is not where a fire was. And in some cases, there weren't fires. They were seen as, you know, a puff of smoke and some dust in the sky or even a weather conversion issue. So when we say inaccurate, I think it's as accurate as what comes in through the 000 system to say that there's a fire up, you know, Red Road or Nick's Road or whatever it is, but when the brigade goes out, it's not there or it's in a different space. So I think it's, from my observation of the first thing, it's about what information's being provided and that then later is proved to be inaccurate because it's actually not there or the fire's in another space.
But so should it then go up just on the fact that they have been called there?
Well, one of the things we've done in the Fire Ready app is to try and make sure that people get the earliest notification as possible. That
yeah.
is, that as a fire is reported, we put it out there so people can go, oh, yeah, there's one in Nick's Road. I need to be aware of it and I'll keep my eye on it. So here we are making sure we're achieving the earliest timely information out there, knowing that being early, it's not confirmed or not validated because trucks aren't on scene, or it might be, you know, two different reports. And particularly with today's of mobile phones, we're finding that I'm driving one road and see it a certain way, you're driving a different road, you see it a different way. So 000 are getting calls that later on prove not to be in the exact location, therefore people would say it's inaccurate. So I think we're a little bit caught there, Nick, about how do we give the earliest information out there and the push notifications on the Fire Ready app is that. And then we follow those with advice messages, so then we publish a warning. So the incident controller then says, I need to say this to that community about this fire. And so then there's a second one which comes up behind, which is a warning. So one's a notification of an incident, the second one's a warning.
And
so,
look, I understand you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't on that particular issue, but I think the other argument that Dino was making, and certainly someone else from around the Kyneton area was saying, is that the warnings are staying up way too long.
Yeah.
Like Dino was up all night answering phone calls at his general store because the warning was up all night.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment. Sometimes we put them up and we've got a default of 6 hours. That sometimes is too long as the fires are dealt with, and we've got to make sure our controllers actually intervene to an automated system and says, no, that's got to get pulled down early. That's a fair comment, and we've heard that. The other one from the Royal Commission was that we do close jobs. We leave them up long enough, and then we actually say this is over. And some people have said, why are you telling me it's over? I know it's over. Well, we've actually made the commitment to say we're going to tell people this incident's over, and that's been frustrating to some. It's interesting, Nick, and I mean, numbers do my head in sometimes, but yeah, we put out 6 million push notifications over that system over a 3-day period. Now, you turn around it, and
I've been... 6 million?
6 million notifications. That means total fire ban warnings, fire warnings, fire danger rating warnings, incident warnings, or incident notifications they're called, and warnings about a fire that's moving in the landscape. Now, I've been trying to pull it at part of my own thing to say, how many do I get on my phone? How many people are out there getting this stuff? So the system is very active, and we are sometimes criticised that people are getting too much information, and it's exactly what you said before. We're damned if we do and we're damned if we don't. We're trying to get the balance right that people get. I say the words timely, relevant and tailored information so they can make a good decision, and hopefully we're doing that. But I think what Dino's commented, and I haven't spoken to him, but what you've communicated is a fair comment about sometimes they're up too long, and that's something we should be more vigilant at to make sure that they're as relevant in the time they're up to do so.
Okay, Craig Lapsley, always good to talk to you. Emergency Management Commissioner, and enjoy this rain while you can.
You, ta.